At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a Milan meltdown, a disastrous performance at the Maradona. But CVP, how are we doing? I know it hasn't been the best of weekends, but what say you, Ben? How are you doing?
Absolute shit. This Milan is absolute shit.
That's about it. But guys, we wanna get your reactions. We wanna do, like, you know, it's just I can't talk anymore, Steve. Like I'm so. You know what pisses me off, Steve? What pisses me off is not the result. It's the performance. It's the performance. Is like, you know what gets me, Steve? My girlfriend, who is French, that doesn't know nothing about Serie A, that watches Milan because I watch Milan. And you know what she tells me, Steve? On dirait, il savait pas qu'est-ce qu'il faisait. Je comprends pas. Like, in English, it was like, I didn't understand what they were trying to do, what they were trying to accomplish. Like, they just seemed there to, like, just play whatever. It's really hard being positive, Steve. It really is hard being positive. But I just wanted to get, you know, let's go through the game, Steve. Thank you to Raleigh to coming to Chicharro's with his twins. And we're watching. And obviously some Inter fans showed up because they were cheering for Milan. And I blame them for this loss. But Steve, are you with me? Are you more disappointed with the performance than the actual result?
I'm going to go back to what I was saying a couple of weeks ago. I think it's top to bottom now. So, you know, we're going to light up this chat, guys. So please send in your comments to the chat there. We'll be looking at it for all your maledizione, all your heartbreak, because it is that, guys. It's, you know, we're in a Milan Weekly Podcast chat, where Fabio has no more life. So when you've gotten this bad and you've reached to the point where you've made Fabio, our dear Fabio, lifeless, we've hit rock bottom, right? There's a problem. There's a problem with this team, and it's really hard to put your finger on it, besides the point that it was wrong from the beginning, right? So if we stick to Napoli, Napoli-Milan, guys, he can't come back from international break and not start Leao in a game that's this important. And that's when you start putting things on Conceição and thinking about, like, why are you starting Yao Felix? He's not been performing. He's not been anything positive besides that first game.
Okay, so let me ask you, because we're getting into that, and then we need to believe, if we need to believe Conceição, that in the post-game, saying, like, the worst of luck, would it be Ruben Loftus-Cheeks with appendicitis? What the fuck, right? Leao had some sort of a knock, and that's why he didn't start him. What do we believe? And I remember, Steve, you sent us that question in the chat. It's like, what do we believe anymore? You know, it's just like, it's... Jimenez, that he had a swollen ankle, and that's why he didn't start. Is he really thinking about Coppa Italia? And we're going to get into the this is the worst team after Monza from last year to this year. But do you believe, where do we stand, Steve? Where do we stand?
We stand nowhere. We stand in ninth place, and we start this game, guys. If we go from the middle and we break down this match, you cannot start a game against Naples after an international break and concede a goal after 2 minutes. It's absolutely unacceptable. That's on players. That's on coach. I'm not going to blame one particular person, but that's everybody. And again, it's up that left-hand side, their right-hand side, where Yao Felix looks like he's watching a movie instead of wanting to play football. And two, three passes, and they're in between our two center backs who didn't have the best of games either, or Pavlovic and Gabbia just was not, they were not there. But, you know, we're seeing it in the chat, you know, Fabio saying our team has no fight. The first half has to be the worst in Milan history. I agree with Vinny Mancini. You cannot start a game like that. And really this team, like we talked about multiple times, once you're starting to, you know, you're starting to spot people a goal or two every game, it's going to catch up to you, and it caught up to them against Naples.
Where do you put this performance where, you know, us that somewhat knowledgeable about Serie A, about the soccer gods, knowing that Napoli hadn't played very well since the start of the season. And it's like, I was just like, watch them come out like lions. And Steve, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't feel Napoli came out like lions. I just felt like they just took, you know what, we're not going to look at stats because we had better stats and, you know, stats don't win games. But I didn't feel like Napoli came out like an overwhelming, so much of a better team than us. It just felt like they took their chances and they scored, Steve. They scored. That's it.
No, Vinny, they were better than us the first half completely. They scored after 2 minutes. So if you're not ready, if you're not coming out as a lion after 2 minutes, you could come out as a lion against other lions. And yeah, maybe that's going to be a bit of a problem. But when you come out as a lion playing against a bunch of, antelopes, well, that's what you're going to get, because we really look like pawns out there. We look like sitting ducks. We had absolutely no idea what they were doing on that first play. I think Napoli's game plan was great. Suffocate Milan. Milan can't get out of their own zone. They didn't know what to do anymore. The lack of midfield play is showing, obviously, a big weakness on Milan. And then no one's scared of Milan in the final third. So it's a very easy game plan for a guy like Conte who wants to play that up-tempo game. And they were at our throats. They actually only started to suffer in the second half when they took their foot off our throats.
And to Hermes, thank you for the super chat. Really appreciate it. Did we really hit rock bottom, though? Every week we say we hit rock bottom just to find a new bottom. We start every game one goal down within 2 minutes. Hermes, what do you have to bring us the truth there? It's just like, yes, it's been rock bottom. And Steve, the conversation goes to, you know, we're going to get into the upcoming games. I want to analyze this kind of game. I want to ask you about, forget Leao not starting, whatever the case may be. I want to ask you about the penalty taking. Then we need to believe what was done, that Pulisic took the ball and he gave it to Jimenez. If I have to believe what I read, I don't have a problem with that. But then on the other side, I have myself going, dude, you're in a position where you can't really risk anything. And I know you want to help your colleague and try to score, but what did you think of if we need to believe what really happened, that he gave the ball to him and go ahead and do it?
This is a microcosm of this team. We have no one with balls, and I'm going to include Pulisic in there too. I don't care if he wanted to give him the ball or not. You are the penalty shot taker. You take. We live and we die with you. You have been the one that's most successful. We have played 60-something minutes at this point. I don't even remember the exact time of this PK, but this is not time for charity, guys. You're Captain America. Well, you have to be Captain America every the fucking time, you know. And it's funny that this leads up to this, because playing in, you know, in the Nations League with the United States, I think it was Thierry Henry who was saying, you know, he doesn't really want to be a leader. Well, no one's telling you to be a captain. No one wants you to be a captain. We want you to take the ball and score goals. It's we have to dumb it down to this. There's no charity right now. Jimenez, you want to get on the score sheet? Work your ass off and get on the score sheet.
Yeah.
Find a way to get on the score sheet. Not a donation, which is all. I did absolutely nothing to get this penalty shot, but I'm going to give you the ball because I haven't scored in a couple of games. No, work harder and score. But if we go with the PK taker, it's Captain America, pick up the ball, put it down. You miss, but we'll take it if you miss.
You know, also going, general question for Vinny and Steve. How do you two manage to muster up the strength to do this every week this season? No one can question your support of Milan. Respect. Thank you. Thank you, Oscar. Look.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. Oh, don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
The way I look at it is that... Steve, for me, it's just like a therapy session with you, and the show must go on. That's the way I like to say it. Like, and honestly, for people that say that this is exactly like the banter years, no, because if you need to look at me and Stevie P 10 years back, you would see what the banter years were. But thank you, Oscar, for the compliment. It is what it is. Steve, Leao coming on. You saw a bit of the difference in there. Taking out Bondo for Leao. Looking back at this game, I don't see anything that it could have changed, Steve, to change the trajectory of this game. It's just like, it just felt like, again, I go back to what my girl says. Like, they just seemed like they had no idea what the hell they were doing, especially in the first half. Okay, second half, if you scored a penalty, but you said it, Steve, teams like, you know, coming back from behind, two goals down, one goal down. Okay, it's one thing, but now you're playing a team like Napoli. And then I had to hear people at the bar, "Mamma mia, Lukaku, che pallonetto." And I had to turn around. I'm like, are you guys serious? I'm like, no, that's Milan's luck because he completely missed a shot, but it still goes in. Is that what sums up Steve Milan's luck this year?
No, it's no more about luck. I'm done with the luck thing. This is not luck. This is poor planning, poor management, poor tactics, poor squad selection. It's completely poor across the board. And it would be easy and maybe a little bit more fun to do this show. And again, I thank Oscar for that comment. And it is hard. It's hard to come over here because You need to be able to read and make do of what's true and what's not true. You need to fabricate an opinion. You need to be able to be transparent, and you need to stick with your opinion. And have we been wrong? Absolutely, absolutely. But this is what it is to be a fan of a team. I'm not gonna pretend that I want to show up here only because Milan is winning. It doesn't do justice to what we want to do in terms of creating content. Would we be more excited? Absolutely. But I can guarantee you that we will be here in good times and in bad. And now it's really bad. But it's not about luck anymore, guys. This is not Milan's luck. This is a series of events that I have to repeat myself started, you know, in the summer or even before the summer, where this team and this organization did not plan and does not have a project for us fans to enjoy. It's basically throw shit on the wall and let's see what sticks. And the only victories that come out of that is bullshit, come from behind wins against teams that we should be easily beating. The other teams just prepared better. You asked me at the beginning of the year, I laughed. I didn't think Naples was going to be this strong. But okay, they still have something to do to win the Scudetto, or else they fall in the same boat as us. No one cares about 2-28 or to whatever friggin' position is right above relegation, because those are the only battles that count. And this is not about luck anymore. I don't want to hear about bad luck. This is far past bad luck.
So you don't put any emphasis on what Contessa was saying, like the whole bad luck would be appendicitis with Loftus-Cheek.
You spent hundreds of millions of dollars. You've stayed without Ruben Loftus-Cheek for months. Ruben Loftus-Cheek, his bad luck on an individual level is getting appendicitis because it fucking hurts. Consensao's bad luck and not bad luck is not preparing for what happens if I do suit up Ruben Loftus-Cheek and he gets hurt in the first minute, because it's the exact same thing. You need to make a change. The only thing is, he doesn't need to use one of his five changes. So his decision was to put in Bondo, which I have no problem with, because the kid came from Monza and has been at least playing and doing some sort of
We all complain about Musa, so he put Bondo. So, but that didn't. Steve, do you feel like
it's the not starting Leao? It cannot be. If it's a knock, and you can come in the second half, well, then I'd rather use you in the first half and then take you off around that 60th minute.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's be honest, Steve. This year, Leao has been better off the bench. So, and he put him on the 50 minutes.
That's just an excuse. That's stupid newspaper talk. It's not Leao's better off
Steve,
the bench.
Steve, it's not Superman in the newspaper talk. Has he not been better off the bench this year?
Vince, he's a fucking $100 million player. He cannot be a player that comes off the bench. This is absolutely
I agree
ludicrous.
With you.
No, but this is fucking absolutely shit fuck stupid that we're even talking about this. Leao is a starter. He's one of your best players on your team. He needs to start the fucking game. Whether he's good or bad from the start, it's someone's job to make sure that he's fucking good from the start, not off the bench. Because if he's someone that's good and only good coming off the bench, fucking sell him now and replace him with someone else who can start. Because look what you had on the left-hand side when he doesn't start. Absolutely fucking no life, Yao Felix. Absolutely looks depressed. None. Absolutely looks like a shell of whatever he came from, Benfica or wherever he came from, because that's where it stopped. No one else wants him. No, I'm fed up with this shit.
But Steve, after one game that he had played, we were ready to sell Leao for him. And anyways, I will go back. Are you more mad at the result or the performance? Because
I'm going to just go like... Result, performance, lack of management, Curva Sud. I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at the entire fucking whole province of Milan because I fucking hate Inter. They're going to win another Scudetto. I fucking hate Milan right now. They're pissing me off. They have no project. They look like fucking little children. And it's everything. It's every time I see Milan, I get sick to my stomach because it's just stupidity after stupidity after stupidity. We are run like a fucking corner store. We have a supposed direttore sportivo who was sick and could not be present.
He lost 3 kilos.
We don't care that you lost 3 kilos, but this is crazy, man. This is fucking crazy. We don't care about that. And I get it. I'm pretty sure that, you know, this is the media picking and choosing the words of what exactly he said. But, like, stay away from those conversations. Just say, I'm back now. I had to step away. I had something to do. Make a lie. Make up a lie. These guys lie all the time. Start lying. Don't say you were sick, Malady Pancia. It's something to let them go with. It's the Italian news is killing us on every single newspaper, every single...
Because they like to talk about us.
No, but it's warranted, though.
I'm going to agree with you. Yes, it's warranted.
We put
it's
a
warranted.
Big target. We do stupidity after stupidity after stupidity. When it's not warranted, I'm the first one. But if I'm a newspaper reporter or writer right now, I love Milan. Milan is making me a shit ton of money. A shit ton of money.
Is true talk here. Is the Coppa Italia somehow, some way?
It's fucking stupidity to even think about it.
No, okay, no, Steve, I'm asking you.
Absolutely,
I know Champions League.
Not.
So a season. And I'm not going to say it would be a success, but a season that you win the Supercoppa and the Coppa Italia, if somehow, some way we manage to do it, to you, it's not a...
It's still absolute shit. It's absolute shit because you cannot sit as Milan, the second largest team after Real Madrid. And it's a fact. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
It's a fact.
We play in a stupid league, but in reality, we're the second largest team. Right? You cannot sit in ninth place. You cannot sit 20 points behind there. Barcelona and Real Madrid are always close to each other. They can win Copa del Rey. If Real Madrid wins Copa del Rey and some dumb whatever equivalent is of Super Cup in Spain, it's a fucking disaster, dude. They smash everything. They burn people's houses down. They fire everybody. Equipment manager, the fucking chef. Everybody's gone. Why do we have to settle for, you know, little things that make us happy? Am I happy
right.
that we
no,
won the
right,
Super
Steve.
Cup?
You're,
absolutely,
you're,
100%.
No, you're right.
100%. I'm really happy.
I think
if we win the Coppa Italia, will I be happy? Yes, I will be happy. But on the overall, we're gonna miss Champions League. We're 20 points behind the leaders, and the leaders happen to be our cousins. It makes it even worse. Like knife is even worse. You understand?
But I think it would still be a failure if Atalanta wasn't first. And we would have this kind of season that, let's just say, we would have won, we win Coppa Italia, we win Supercoppa. I think in the end, it's just like, I think it's that fourth place. And what hurts the most, Steve, and we're going to take a look at it after, is that everybody else fucking won. Everybody else won. And
well,
they
Lazio
came to
today.
Scusate, yes, Lazio, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde tied today. But it's just like, fuck, man. It just... And I just felt that Napoli, and let's be honest, Steve, Napoli since, you know, January 1st hasn't, what did they do, 7 points in 7 games? And it's not like I saw Napoli, and I'm reading these newspapers, and I'm like, what did you guys see in this Napoli that was like, oh my God, un masterclass di Conte. No, guys, we just fucking sucked. Milan. So do you put it on, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Napoli, but I don't see this as like a masterclass of Napoli's performance, Steve. Do you just see like they just played their regular game, which wouldn't do anything against the last seven teams they played, just because against Milan, it's like, well, everything that goes wrong went wrong for us.
Well, I think they had a game plan. He had more than a week to prepare, and that's more than enough for Conte to prepare. And unfortunately, we've not had a coach in place that, whether we have 2 days or whether we have 20 days, it seems that both Portuguese coaches that we've had cannot prepare. And for this, me, it's a bit of Napoli absolutely played better than us in the first half. Really, really, you know, pinpointed every weakness that Milan has. Absolutely every weakness that Milan had. Again, masterclass is just some stupid gaming word. There's no masterclass. There's been a handful over the years. So I'm not going to say masterclass, but they did what they had to do to get a win, and they almost blew it at the end. They didn't want to finish us off, and it almost bit them in the ass. So
Oscar's asking a good question, because we did see that lately from Fabio sending us the question. See the video of Inside the Tunnel in Napoli when Walker was telling Yao Felix to pass the ball? You're not Messi. I don't know. Like, it's just like, I don't think this is like a problem in the locker room, but Walker, I'm not saying he's the God's gift to defenders, but he's got that experience. Listen to the old man on the team. Steve, would you make of this one?
It's another fucking nail in the coffin. It's just really, guys, I'm really telling you. Fabio on the line, I understand the life this. I will watch. I am just a sucker for Milan and for anything Calcio. So I sit and I watch. And again, I'm at the point where it doesn't ruin my weekend just because I know that, you know, this is not something that's savable this season. It's going to be a disaster. I'm just so scared at who's going to be in charge of rebuilding it and what they want to do to rebuild it. But the videos, guys, I'm sorry. It's another thing. Like, they should know there's a camera on all the time. Like, he has to, just the fact that Walker has to tell him to pass the ball.
It doesn't fit
in the culture of this Milan. It doesn't fit in the camera, Steve.
It's more in front of a camera. Like, that shouldn't happen in front of a camera. And look, in the end, you know, I saw that we did not put the cannot post comments if you're not a subscriber. I'll make sure I'll double check that. But Steve, we got Coppa Italia on Wednesday. We got Fiorentina on Saturday. What would make you, I'm not going to say happy, content?
There's no content anymore.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I'm done with content. This was really I was hoping that this would be a turning point to gain some momentum. And again, yeah, the Coppa Italia is important. I think we should not make it important. We're in no position to say what's important, what's not important anymore. But I thought this Napoli game away, even if they were able to at least put in a good performance and muster a draw, which again, maybe in the second half, you could say they deserved it, but you know, the coach is coming onto the microphone. The coach is going to the microphone and saying, you know, I think we should have deserved, like, you don't deserve anything. You deserve the result that you get. And unfortunately, this Milan was not good enough. I think against Inter, if they don't shape up, it will be even worse.
And that will
take care of Coppa Italia. Fiorentina, you know, just beat Atalanta, but again, we do not know which Atalanta we're gonna get, which Fiorentina we're gonna get. But there's nothing to be content anymore. I just want to see them perform, and I'm
performance. Yeah,
yeah. I'm almost 100% sure that it's not gonna be Constanzao next year. He seems defeated. He seems like he's not into this project. It looks like upper management's also not into this project. But again, if someone can tell me what the project is, then yeah, I'll see where there's a shining light, right? So.
And guys, you tell us in the comments what you thought about this game. I know it's been a hard year. Did Milan just give away this game? Did Napoli outclass Milan? Let us know in the comments. We're going to try to pick out the best questions and comments from there. Steve, you know what? Let's change it up right now. Let's take a look at the rest of Serie A this week, shall we? Here we go. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. E si può anche ascoltare in italiano. Stevie P, abbiamo cominciato la settimana 30, Como Empoli 1-1, Como still keeping up the points to keep it up in Serie A, looks like it's going to happen this year. Then one match we were watching as the teams battling for the top four, Bologna. Not their best of performance, but again, what thing Milan can do is even when they don't perform, they can't win. But Bologna, Orsolini, un gol, 1-0, and 3 points on the board.
Yeah, fantastic goal by Orsolini, and good on Bologna keeping the pressure on. Win ugly, but just win.
Because it's only one goal, but let's give it to them, Steve. Juventus 1-0 at home against Genoa. I told all my Juventina friends, mortgage the house. Mortgage the house. I was reading sports media said, Tudor mania. He hadn't coached the game yet, but it was Tudor mania. Juventus 1-0, a much needed 3 points, Steve. But not impressive. They got the job done.
Look, they're minus six now over three games. So that's their goal differential. I think they have a lot of work to do, and I agree with Mike Capi in the comments. They were okay, but let's see what they do against Roma.
Yeah, Roma looks like they were going to be missing Dybala, but it looks like it's going to be one of these quick operations. But Roma winning, Lecce looks like their destiny has been forked. Lecce looks like they're going to go to Serie B. But Roma, Steve, what is it, 7 games in a row for Roma?
Yeah, that's 21 points. We haven't even been able to muster 3 in a row. So pretty bad. And to be very honest, Joe, I didn't think Roma would make. Ranieri is a miracle worker, guys.
It definitely is.
Maybe we should have took Ranieri out of all these coaches that we were looking for. Again, I would have taken it. I would have taken it for 7 in a row. Absolutely, you know that it's a band-aid experience. Let's ride the Ranieri Tinkerman miracle and see what we would have been able to do. Maybe that was the mistake. But
then again, there's still
we're too snotty.
8 games left. We shall see. But then there was another Steve. Speaking of the worst team in Serie A compared to last year, there's Monza and then there's Milan, right? But I feel bad for Nesta, Steve. I feel like it. Tu sais quand ça va mal. Monza losing 3-0 and Cagliari looking to secure more points, looking that they might, we're going to take a look at the standings after, but man, I just, no, it's just Savapo on Monza.
The Garage League could score three on Monza. That's the way it looks like it. Monza's going down. It's finished. Move on.
Then we had the big game on Sunday, and I was surprised, Steve, with this one. I watched this one, and Fiorentina just they did what they needed to do. 1-0 win on Atalanta, and I think this is a result that Atalanta not in contention for the Scudetto.
Yeah, that's done. It's done for Atalanta. I think they needed to win this game just to keep the pressure on Naples. But again, Fiorentina scores, Keane scores. Looks like Fiorentina is going to make that push for the four. So let's see.
Well, I think they're playing 51. Next week.
Yeah, Milan.
And guess who they're playing? Inter, Steve, even though... I would have to read the newspaper. Hanno sofferto in the second half. I don't know what suffering they did in the second half, but winning 2-1. Udinese still a ball buster, but not as much as a ball buster that we thought they were gonna be. But Inter coming out with the win, and obviously the best team won this one.
Yep, Inter is the best team.
Verona Parma at 0-0, stalemate there, and Lazio looking that they were gonna go away for the 3 points, but Torino coming back from behind. Strasbourg, Steve, I don't know what's going on with Lazio. Steve, do you think Lazio are just gonna be Mr. Hyde for the last 8 games of the season?
Well, look, we'll see. It seems like Lotito was explaining to everybody the Champions League bonuses structure, so we'll see.
Ah, okay. Let's go with it. Like I like to ask you once a couple of weeks there, match day 30, other than Milan being your biggest surprise, what's your biggest, let's go with surprise negatively and positively other than Milan? Obviously positively wouldn't be Milan, but
no, positive is Bologna. I didn't think that they were going to be sitting in match day 30 at fourth. Just because they were going to be playing Champions League, Coppa Italia, so on, and they're still in the Champions League. Sorry, they're not in the Champions League anymore, but they are in the Coppa Italia. So I'm shocked at that.
Do you go with my same comments of last year that the only reason Bologna is in this position is because the Lazios, the Milans, the Fiorentinas, the Romas are not performing the way they were supposed to, or do you actually give talent and credibility to Bologna?
No, credibility. They beat up on Milan, and they're there. They're in fourth. This is not right. About other people's results. It's about your results. Also, another positive, didn't think Rome would be sitting in sixth ahead of Milan. That's for sure. Super duper surprise. I thought Parma was going to be better.
Really? Yeah, you thought Parma was going
to? I thought they were going to be at least better than that.
Has your position changed, Steve? Who's going down to Serie B? Who's joining Monza in Serie B?
Maybe it's a flip-flop. I don't know about Lecce and Empoli. They might flip-flop a little bit. So.
And you know what? That's going to conclude our segment of the Fubo segment. That was brought to you by our friends at Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. Steve, I wanted to read you out Vinny Mancini's comment on our podcast. So he was basically writing down here, let me see, howdy MWP, feels like it has been a while. Yes, it has, Vinny. Vinny. How are you feeling about Milan's current situation as we near the end of this forgettable season? I honestly gave up on a top four finish back in December. My guess was we would finish eight. Still pretty sure that's where we're heading. The Coppa Italia has been my Milan focus for a while now. I still want to be this to be our number one only remaining priority. I pray we don't completely embarrass ourselves in the next two legs versus the snake bastards. The question to you all is, what should this management top two top two priorities be for this upcoming offseason? What needs to be locked in, mapped out, and ready to go once the season comes to an end? Thanks, guys. Forza Milan. Vinny, thank you very much. Priorities, Steve. It's just like, I think if we need to listen to everybody's complaints about Milan this season, is making back more to Milanismo, an identity. It just feels like this team has no identity. Do you agree with me? What would you answer to Vinny?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
The priority is the future. It's not now. Cannot be now because this is not functioning properly. Again, from top to bottom, it's just not something that that we're used to. Even in the darkest of times, we had some sort of striker. We had some sort of standard that we would follow. Right now, we just look like we're a bad episode of Jersey Shore, Milan Shore. That's who we are. We're a bunch of guys who wants to rap, who wants to fix his hair, who wants to do this, who wants to do that. And for me, just quite really, I'm really fed up of it. Right. So they keep on just panning to the stupid box, and you see the three same people who absolutely look clueless, absolutely have no idea what to do next. That's the thing that worries me, right? So we have a couple of starred comments there where they're asking who's the next coach. Honestly, I have no idea. Oscar says Allegri, Conte, Sarri, or De Zerbi. Who would you? I don't know who I would bet on because I'm not confident in the people.
I really don't know. It's just like, it just seems like I go back to when Conte Sarri was in the discussions at the beginning of the year, and everybody, Steve, was in love with him. Oh, Conte Sarri, he's like a Conte kind of guy. He's going to bring out the best out of these players. And it doesn't happen, right? Fonseca was Fonseca. I get it. Pioli, oh my God, Pioli, no, he can't do this, he can't do that. But it seems like Pioli was our best coach in the last, you know, all these years. And would you accept a guy like Allegri? Because out of all those guys, right? Like, I'm sorry, guys, I don't see how Conte is going to leave Napoli after 1 year, come to Milan. De Zerbi, I'm sorry, guys, De Zerbi hasn't proven himself in Serie A on a big team. And look at Thiago Motta. Everybody, let's get Thiago Motta. And he gets fired to be an international break. Guys, I'm sorry, the only one that has credibility is Allegri. But again, I don't think, if it would have to happen, Steve, is Allegri the answer?
Again, I don't know what the answer is, to be honest with you. If we were going to finish what we were talking about, you can name whatever coach you want. If you don't have a project or you're not buying players for that person's system, you could have even Lippi, you could bring back Arrigo Sacchi, you can bring back Capello. It's just not going to function. And the coach needs to have some sort of say and not be handcuffed by three puppeteers in the stands. We need to have a direttore sportivo who's aligned with the coach and who's aligned with the scouting, and there's not a squabble here or a squabble there. Like, it's the project that counts the most. The coach for me right now is secondary. It's really, let's figure out what we want to do with the players and the squad that we have now, because it seems like we sent players away on loan and they've actually done better than what they were doing here. So at a certain point, Milan needs to look in the mirror and say, but what are we doing wrong? Why can't these players thrive in our atmosphere? That's what I want to see from these guys.
Yeah, definitely is. Like, guys, We have Coppa Italia on Wednesday. Coast to Coast will be live. Guys, turn on your notification. Hit that notification bell. It's hard to come here every Monday with Steve. Would it be Steve, Fabio, Gio, myself? It's hard, guys, but it is what it is. And it's just like, you know what angers me the most, Steve, is that watching Milan-Napoli on Saturday, what angered me the most was there were only two of us. That angered me the most because it was full of Napoli and Inter fans watching the game. What angers me the most is that when they scored the 1-0 after winning it, I smiled. I was like, yeah, okay. That's what angers me the most, right? It's just like I've gotten used to I don't want to get used to mediocrity. I don't want to go back to 10 years ago. And it's like, and what frustrates me the most is that I'm looking at this team on the pitch, on paper, and I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. I really don't. And I don't know how this season would be. And I'm trying to...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I'm trying to think, Steve. Milan wins 7 games in a row, wins Coppa Italia, makes fourth. Have we got to this point where that would be, you know, like happy, like we're content with that? And I know you're a kind of guy, if we're not there to win the Scudetto every year, what are we doing? And I get that. But is this, what is your percentage of, or what is your thought process of how the season somehow, some way can be managed, can be salvaged, excuse me?
It's an hour, I'm telling you, I can't. No,
I'm trying. I'm trying, but there's
nothing to do. You have to stop, though. Like, you're looking for things that just don't make sense. Even if you win 7 in a row and you win Coppa Italia and you finish 4th, it's a miracle, but your project still sucks. It's basically your car crashed the finish line, but you still didn't finish first. So what the fuck am I celebrating for when my team and my organization cannot muster a project together? You won a Scudetto. You had something in place. You decided to tear it down for whatever reason. Everybody can make up their own reason. I don't know what the reason is why they tore it down. Whose dick is bigger? I don't know. What I'm telling you, as from a point of a fan and as a point of a Milanista, is that if I'm not contending for the Scudetto every single fucking year, I don't think that it's good enough for my team. I'm not doing good in Champions League. I'm going to get these stupid cups that are not going to bring me money. It's money that I need. We're not in the world. Do we understand where we are as an organization? We are not in the Club World Cup. We are the club with the second most Champions League trophies. And we're not in the Club World Cup.
You see what they're getting, Steve? 125 million for the fucking winner? Were those numbers real, what I saw?
I just don't care. Right now, I don't care about that because I'm not in that tournament. And it's not for the tournament because I think the tournament is a sham. It's stupid. Because how much could you make these players?
They're trying to bring him back to the glory years of the 1990s, Steve, that Club World Cup. I don't know. With the money that they're going to throw into this tournament. Look, guys, Wednesday, Coppa Italia. Let's see. Fabio was on Kush's channel with some guys from New York, Franco. Nice little video there. Guys, I think we're all in the same boat. As true Milanistas, it's like, it hurts. It sucks. And we'll see. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. Steve, you always said a derby's a derby. Important or not, it's always important. Coppa Italia or not. Let's see if our boys can come up. And, you know, I know that away and home games don't count anymore, but I would like to see some sort of performance against Inter, especially against Inter. Tony saying we win Wednesday. I like it, Tony. I like it. At least some positive guy on my bandwagon. Let's finish off, Steve. I did forget to ask you, who was your top of the match against Napoli?
Honestly, I think when Leao came on, he did quite a few good things. Mm-hmm. If I have to keep some sort of top there, I would say that he would be close, but I wouldn't even name it top. I would just, you know, name it someone who continued to fight. I think Jimenez with Jay, when he came on.
With the Jay? Yeah, no, he was not bad.
Brought something a little bit different to the party. There's really no top, but I think those guys continued to fight. And I think even Theo continued to fight, which was a positive.
Nice to see, yeah.
And flop, it's very easy. The two center backs were just horrendous. Both.
Would you give an honorable mention to Tammy? Because I didn't feel like
he did at sweet one point.
And I'm sorry to say, the first 30 minutes, Steve, I remember looking at Ralib and going, "Oh, so Pulisic is not playing." Like I didn't see him touch the ball whatsoever. So I don't know if it was the gameplay, but Tammy for me was just like, I don't know, like he was, yeah, but the center backs, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one. But do you see them changing? I don't know what Tomori is. I don't know if he just doesn't, like, he doesn't want to be called up.
Mystery.
Anyways. It's we're gonna have another discussion about this one. On that note, Steve, you know, Wednesday is Coppa Italia. Just to make sure, right? You know, our friends at the Coast to Coast. Where's our subscription? Okay, so what do I need to do just to make? Because Gio hasn't been on, Steve. He's been at Disney World, LA. He's been watching the Dodgers live in Japan. But just in case that, you know, they do go live on Wednesday, what should our fans and viewers do?
Guys, you need to subscribe, guys. Very important to the channel. You know, hit that subscribe button, hit the like and the little bell to notify you when we go live with Milan Weekly Podcast and Fabio and Gio on Coast to Coast. They're back on Wednesday, I would think so. If not, I'm going to go on just so that I can replenish myself from this disaster class.
Let's finish off this show, Stevie P. My bad. You had put up some nice articles here. Talk us through this. What did you guys? This sports media set from La Gazzetta. What do we have here?
Yeah, the first two are from La Gazzetta dello Sport. There, so guys, the main one is I think it's MilanNews.it. That's the main one. That's the more worrisome one. We're just terrible against the top eight teams, guys. We're just terrible against the top eight teams, and we've collected almost zero to no points.
Look at those stats, guys.
It's horrendous. You know, if you go through the Fonseca portion of it, you know, there's the Lazio Milan 2-2 Inter. We actually beat Inter, which is a miracle. Lost to Fiorentina, lost to Naples, tie against Juventus, lost to Atalanta, tie against Rome. And now you go Consensao, where you think it would get a little bit better. You know, we have loss against Juve, tie against Inter, loss against Bologna, loss against Lazio, and we just lost again against Naples. And it looks like we're going to probably lose again against Fiorentina, and that's just not going to help us. If you're collecting those points against teams like this, somewhere down the line it's going to catch up to you. But the liar is that we don't do well against the subpar teams either, and that's why we end up in ninth place. So, you know.
And that's why the other teams are putting up more points than us. And he had what does it say? Il derby del Milan, Leao titolare.
Well, yes, Leao titolare, because he should have been titolare in this game. Jimenez has to be titolare in this game as well. One ankle or not, because we're not getting too much from Tammy Abraham. Guys, this is something that, again, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he makes these decisions. It could be injury. It could be just stubbornness. I don't know. But I think for the last eight games, plus the Coppa Italia, we're not playing any more soccer after this. We don't have the Club World Cup. Find 11 that can play soccer and play them and try to get some results just to at least save face, not even be respectable, at least
save face. Thank you for putting up those comments and those
And the last articles. One that you completely skipped was the penalty shot one. So we're the worst in Italy from
11 metri di figuracce, Steve.
Yeah.
Di figuracce. Perché il Milan è la peggiore squadra d'Europa nel tirare i rigori. Not only that, is that I shared with you guys another article from Sports Media said that other than Monza, we are the worst team in Serie A for difference of points from last year. I think it said like minus 18 and Monza's a minus 27 from last year. How do we even explain that, Steve? That we're the worst in penalty shots with guys like Pulisic that scores 99 times out of 100.
Well, it's we're playing church collection basket there, right? Let me give it to my Mexican friend so he can take and he can get on the scoreboard instead of thinking of the result. We need a penalty shot taker. We need someone who's going to take it all the time and live and die with that one, right? So Theo Hernandez was someone in the past who was taking them. Giroud was taking them quite a bit of times as well. We got into this little funk and then we settled on Pulisic, but for the life of me, I don't know what happened against Naples and why we're so bad in at PKs. You know, Mike over the weekend saved two. So this is beyond me. It's just again, it's a calamity of errors. It's a calamity of bullshit that keeps on coming up, and this is why we do Milan Weekly Podcast, to make sure that we know the calamity of error.
It is what it is, guys. Always here faithfully. We're also going to talk about our beloved Milan. We have Coppa Italia on Wednesday. We got Fiorentina on Saturday. Let's take it back to Stevie P's. Let's take a look here. You know, you got Fiorentina. Then you got Udinese. You got Atalanta. I don't know what to expect, Steve. I don't know what to expect because, again, I'm going to go back to this game. It's not the result that disappointed me. It was really the performance. What are your expectations against starting off with Inter and going into Fiorentina on Saturday?
Again, I don't want to be someone who just keeps on repeating the same thing. I have no expectations for the season anymore. I have no expectations on what's going to happen till someone shows me what direction this team wants to go in. What do we want to do as a team? What do we want to do as a management? Until I see that, I watch the games because I love Milan, and the result is pretty much secondary, because this is not something that's going to fix itself. There needs to be educated and normal people that follow what we need to do.
Guys, I wanted to take the time to say thank you very much for live viewers, commenters, lovers, and haters, to Patreon for all your support. Leave us in the comments what you guys thought. We're going to be hopefully live coast to coast on Wednesday. Put on your notification bell. Saturday, Milan Fiorentina. Next Monday, Stevie P and I. hopefully coming with a better mood that we're in right now. And in the end, guys, my love is never going to change. As hard as it's been this last year, I went through the banter era, and nobody's ever going to convince me that the banter era, this is the same as the banter era. Absolutely not. And Steve, what do you say to those comments that they say, like, this is as worse as the banter era, or even worse than the banter era?
Again, the banter era was its own era. I think people have to find a new name for this one.
If it continues beyond this year.
Right now, it's continuing. It's going to continue till the end of the season for sure. But it'll be a point in the time where we're going to remember this and hopefully in better times look back and laugh. But this is not my Milan. It's unrecognizable and it's unwatchable.
Guys, thank you once again for joining in, watching, commenting, downloading, listening. We're going to continue doing this, whether it be ourselves, all the other Milan creators. Stay tuned once again for Milan Coast to Coast on our channel, Milan Weekly Podcast. Stevie P, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.